I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project where friends and loved ones interview each other. When StoryCorps visited Columbia in 2016, Leisha Jackson talked with her son Jonathan Jackson about his time in the military in the early 2000s. Here's Leisha.
Well, I wanted to ask you about your talk a little bit about your military service, because I think that's a big part of who you are. But first, let's start with why you wanted to join the Army.
I knew at some point that I was never going to have a straight line A to B sort of life story. So I was sort of looking for something different, a little more adventurous, and I had thought about military service for a long time, and I knew it would be a big change. I knew it would teach me a lot, and I also knew that when I was 19, 20 years old, like, that was sort of the time to do it in life.
And I believe you said that you sort of saw that as a tradition in our family.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have family history going back to the Civil War, and I believe even the Revolutionary War. We've had a lot of people who served in the military. My great-grandfather, World War I, your father, World War II. My uncle, Dad's brother, was a career Air Force officer. So it was certainly a part of our family going back many, many years. And it was something I sort of knew about and could emulate, and I knew it was a valuable sort of component of one's identity.
When you joined the Army, it was, I believe, 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And did you think at that time that you might find yourself in a war so quickly?
Not really. Only the oldest soldiers that I sort of worked with had fought in the Gulf War. So they're the only ones that really remembered a major violent outbreak of war. So at the time, things were very, very peaceful. I mean, Europe was a very peaceful place. There weren't any kind of terrorist attacks going on. Being a soldier wasn't necessarily easy, but it was very predictable. And then when 9/11 happened, everything changed overnight. All of the bases sort of shut down and security ratcheted up. And then we also ratcheted up our training schedule. So we spent a lot more time in the field training. And that made everything different. I mean, no one had really expected that kind of thing to happen in the sort of 18, 20 months I had been in the Army leading up to that moment. It was very unexpected.
And then came 2003.
Yes, so we weren't really expecting to go to war in Iraq, certainly not go there again after having been there just over a decade before. And the same unit that I went to Iraq with, they had been in the first Gulf War. And I remember looking back at the military history, and their deployment had been something like 4 or 5 months during the first Gulf War. So when the war kicked off and we got the message on, I think, a Tuesday, and I got on a plane on a Saturday and flew to Iraq. When that was happening, I kept thinking to myself, well, 4 or 5 months, maybe 6 months, and it'll be done. And then 6 months passed and 8 months passed, and it turned into 12 months for me. In 12 months, I was in Baghdad, and some of the other parts of my unit actually ended up being 15 months because there was such a strain on manpower to fight the war and to try to keep peace, and things weren't very well planned out as to, it was very easy to sort of defeat Saddam Hussein and the Iraqi army. Building the peace afterwards and rebuilding that society was no easy task, and people can argue whether we succeeded or failed in that vein, but that was definitely the hardest part of the deployment, was trying to figure out what came after.
Jonathan Jackson and Leisha Jackson at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia, produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more StoryCorps and Narrative interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.